For this Thursday, October 30th, with your Posey County Radio News, I'm Jevin Redman reporting. A Posey County woman who was reported missing Tuesday has been found dead. The Vandenberg County Sheriff's Office says 44-year-old Rebecca Versteeg was discovered Wednesday afternoon inside her car, which had gone down a heavily wooden embankment off University Parkway just south of Marks Road. Versteeg's husband reported her missing after she did not come home from her job as a nurse at Solebron. Investigators say she had told her husband she was having chest pains before leaving work around 2:30 Tuesday afternoon. Detectives searched along her normal route home but found no signs of her until Wednesday, when two officers spotted her vehicle off the roadway. Authorities say the car appeared to have crossed the median before coming to a rest in the woods, but it did not hit anything, and there's no indication Versteeg was fatally injured in the crash itself. The Vandenberg County Coroner's Office is scheduled to perform an autopsy this morning. Officials say the death does not appear to be suspicious or the result of foul play. Local manufacturers gathered at the University of Southern Indiana yesterday for a regional summit focused on strengthening the tri-state's industrial sector. The event was hosted by the Tri-State Manufacturers Alliance and the Evansville Regional Economic Partnership, bringing together leaders from more than 140 area businesses to talk about challenges, innovation, and new opportunities in manufacturing. Despite the poor weather, organizers say turnout was strong. Attendees heard from keynote speakers and took part in breakout sessions designed to share strategies and promote collaboration across the industry. Officials say the goal is to highlight what the Evansville Regional Economic Partnership can offer through ongoing developments and expansions, and to emphasize the importance of unity among local manufacturers. The Tri-State Manufacturers Alliance says it plans to hold the next summit in 2026. The University of Southern Indiana has received a major grant to help preserve and share the spiritual history of New Harmony. School officials say USI has been awarded $2.5 million from the Lilly Endowment to support historic New Harmony's efforts to expand exhibitions and programs centered on religion and spirituality in the community's past. The funding comes through Lilly's Religion and Cultural Institutions Initiative and builds on a previous grant awarded in 2023. Historic New Harmony, a program of USI, has been working to highlight the beliefs and practices of the two 19th century utopian communities that helped shape the town's identity. Officials say the new grant will support several major projects, including the renovation of two historic buildings to create a permanent exhibition and community learning space, and the development of a new interfaith festival. 11 public and private schools across the state of Indiana were selected for a newly established Indiana Blue Ribbon Schools designation, recognizing academic achievement and commitment to student success. Among the schools named were two schools from the southwestern region. St. Philip Catholic Church and South Terrace Elementary in Blairsville were selected to be recognized at the Educational Excellence Awards Gala on November 21st in Indianapolis. Governor Braun called the 11 schools a, quote, model for other across our state and nation of what is possible when we put students first. The Indiana Bureau of Motor Vehicles is alerting residents of a new wave of text message scams that closely mimic the BMV's mobile website and improperly cite Indiana code. These messages are fraudulent, and the BMV urges the public to ignore them, avoid clicking on any links, and delete them immediately. Scammers have been targeting Hoosiers with messages that now specifically reference the BMV instead of the DMV and use fake websites with similar colors to the BMV's official site. The BMV emphasizes that it does not send SMS text messages about outstanding penalties, and the fees mentioned in these scams are not collected by the agency. Tomorrow night, North Posey football plays their second-round game in the Class 2A Sectional 39. The Vikings are on the road at Sullivan for a 6:30 kickoff. Both teams have a record of 7-3. You can listen to the game on the radio with Jordan Fisher and Chris Moreland on 98.9 WPIW and online at PoseyCountyRadio.com. In the NBA, Wednesday evening, the Indiana Pacers lost in Dallas to the Mavericks 107-105. Pascal Siakam led Indiana with 27 points and 13 rebounds. The Pacers are 0-4 on the season. They return home tomorrow to play Atlanta Hawks at 6 o'clock. From the Major League Baseball World Series last night, the Toronto Blue Jays won Game 5 in Los Angeles versus the Dodgers 6-1. The Blue Jays lead the best-of-seven series 3-2. They look to win the World Series in Game 6 tomorrow night at 7 o'clock as the scene shifts back to Toronto. That's news in in sports for this Thursday, October 30th. We are keeping you informed on all things Posey County on the radio, and you can read and listen to the News Anytime online at PoseyCountyRadio.com. For news tips, you can pass them to us by email at news@PoseyCountyRadio.com. Reporting for Posey County Radio News, I'm Jevin Redman. Enjoy your Thursday. Your weather forecast is next.